Veronica, Larry asked me to go first, so that's the way it's going to be. That's perfect. We're going to put the email saying, let's talk about light. The first thing I got to me, oh, what a difficult subject. I mean, in all my books I've kept, I don't know where they are. And then I thought of it, about one of my goals was to get enlightenment. And I probably several years ago I said, never mind. I mean, that's never going to happen. I mean, this enlightenment thing is, you see lights and whatever. So I said, well, I mean, never mind. Just whatever it is you, I mean, I need to achieve in this world or in this life, that's okay. And the funny thing happened is that I have learned many things that is like an aha moment. It's like something that has filled my life so completely that forget about the lights. Who cares about the lights? I don't want to see any lights. I want to live my life, my delighting life like I'm living right now. That is absolutely gorgeous. I mean, I don't know about Buddha. I don't know the problem. They are very advanced and everything like that. Maybe not in this time. Who cares? I just want to enjoy life. And one of the latest things that have happened in my life is that I have learned that life is the experience. How does it feel to lose a husband? How does a divorce feel like? How you can be ill so that you can prove for many years that the medicals are wrong? How you can lose somebody, a brother or something, a brother-in-law that you love? What's the experience look like? How does it feel not to have money or to have a lot of money? What does it feel to have a vanilla ice cream? Now those are all these amazing, gorgeous things that we are living. It gives you like an enrichment so vast that if you have only vanilla ice cream for the rest of your life, I mean, hello, there's chocolate and not strawberry and coconut, and in Mexico there is aguacate, I mean avocado, and I mean, so everything that happens in our life is for our enrichment and comes from the most loving, most dearest God, that it's just we are here to enrich our lives and get better. I bought a little condo because of an experience I was having. I said, never mind, I mean, this is too expensive, I'm not going to buy it. But to tell you the story short, I bought something by the lake. And what an experience. Because you go, first of all, the color of the house is a little bit darker than this. I said, no, I don't like this color. I mean, probably like the black one. It's too sad, whatever. But then I packing and going to bring things into the house and everything. Afternoon came, and then the lake starts reflecting, I mean, all the colors in the skies and stars in the oranges and the yellows, and then comes to the purple. And the condo, I mean, is the color is such that matches the lake, so the water starts coming into the condo. I mean, I was teasing, my children were teasing me. Because it says, yes, mommy, take the boots. I mean, splish splash, because it's really close. So I said, wow, what an experience. And then we have these cold days, and guess what? The lake is white. It's completely frozen. No dogs, nothing. The poor guys are over there in a little thing like that. It's all frozen, okay? And I says, wow, and the light is so beautiful. And yesterday it was windy, and here's some, what is this? And I go, and there's huge, my brother is doing something very important for NASA, for energy thing. It's something about the water, like if you go to the end of the sea and then you bring the water up, I mean, it's warmer, and then that's energy producing, a very complicated stuff that I don't even understand. But we brothers and sisters, we're very close, and we used to tease in all your holes in the water. Because it's really, he wants a 30-meter, I mean, thing going into the sea, whatever it is. So we call it his project, the holes in the water. Well, I called him yesterday and says, come. This is a physical manifestation of your holes in the water. Because And they walk. I mean, these things, move. Because the thing is, it's so windy, and probably the lake has a current or something, but the wind, you see the perfectly smooth lake, and there is a 30 meters, or I don't know how many feet it is that, but anyhow, spiky thing in the middle, because the wind is moving the water, so it's spiky, and everything else is smooth. And there's another one, and it's coming, and guess what? Is stationed in front of my condo. Has not moved for 2 days. So I said, come on. And this morning it's all misty. And then you see rivers in the lake because the rain is starting to melt the water. What is it? It's so beautiful. So what I learn is life is about experience. How does it feel to be in love? How does it feel to have gratitude? I think this is the real connection with God. I mean, we got in a chair or we got something, but the cells in our heart, I think they need to be connected. I that's what I think. I mean, that's what makes your heart pump, I think, or something. This energy that suddenly you realize and you say, huh, this is what this is about. And what amazes me is that we have really to step back. And whatever is happening in our lives, you're driving to work, or your boss is a very grungy one, or whatever it is, if you step back, then you are able to see things as the spiritual part of it. So, for example, if you have a grungy boss, I'm just having a new job and there are some grumpy people over there. I just said, it's amazing. And I said, no, this is not the real truth of who he is. So how do I find something that I'm going to make him laugh? And when I say something, the grumpy guy laughs. That connection, you can always feel it. Mm-hmm. This is our divine nature. This is who really we are. This is our mission in life. To experience these things and then try to be connected the whole time to have the experience. I will never forget my grumpy co-worker smiling with me and laughing with me. Mm-hmm. There's no better than that. No better salary. You give me $30 million. I don't think it feels better than that. Because this is what you take from people, and I'll be working for very seriously mentally ill, and there is this challenged person that has been all the talk to the county and everything, and I met her, and we're one. We love each other since the first minute. Everybody has telling me no, don't give up, don't give, because she's gonna kill you, whatever. And says, I want to hear your experience. Leave me alone. Stop terrorizing me. She is new and she is going to be just fine. And I'm going to love her no matter what. So this is my intention. So once it's clear, that's it. Because this is who we are. We are here to love. No matter what happens. And this is what makes our life really enjoyable. Because nothing bad can happen to you. Okay. Nothing bad. I lost my stupid little dustbuster for 2 days. I threw it in the garbage, I think. I threw so many things that I probably did. And I need this one. I'm so useful. I need this one. This morning I was carrying something and sleeping in the ice because I didn't know that those. And somebody told me that they would put some granules if there was snow or something like that, which I didn't. So I didn't know about that. So here I am carrying the things. Well, to tell you the story short, I got my time, but it took me half an hour to take those steps. So whatever it fall down, I left it there. It's a mess. But I needed to come here, okay? And it was so funny because it was a little thing that I opened my trunk, and there is the dustbuster. I have seen my experience. I have said that everything you want, God gives it to you. He's just waiting to give it to you. If you sort release it, to buy this little condo, I had to buy three houses. I mean, nothing happened, and another one gave me more money and whatever it is. And I got a little disappointed, and I said, no, God has your best interest in your affairs, not you. He knows better. And of course he always does. We feel, I am going to say something horrible. Yes, there is a tape here, so I'll be very prudent. That God is the perfect alchemist. Remember the alchemist that they would try to transform them in some material into gold. So God is that. God can transform the worst thing in your life to the best thing. And this is what happened in my life also. So, my friends, I invite you to really just try this thought, and I think if we really try to reconnect, no matter what circumstances are we living, we're going to be happy. And this is what this is about, to be happy, to be peaceful, to be harmonious, to be loving, to enjoy your vanilla ice cream or chocolate if that's your favorite. To trust that somebody bigger and more loving is taking care of us at all times. Because what's the worst thing that can happen? We can die, right? Okay. Well, dying, I have a friend that her mother passed away, and this is what happened to me, and I that's the ha moment. Just the price for living your physical life is remember everything, because the minute you go back, you remember everything. Maybe the real thing is to remember before even we die. I mean, how could it be more beautiful than that? What can be more beautiful than that? Because I think God is giving us our physical experience here to enjoy more things, to really have the joy of experiencing and being enriching and loving, and even if we have our spiritual part that will always go back to that, but that physical experience, I think it's a great adventure. And this is what life is, infinite possibilities.
Thank you, Pete.